come from a middle class background.
You were a public servant, weren't
I was
you?
A public servant for five years. I worked for the Child Support Agency. I was on a very good income. And after that, I had... that's when my diagnosis came in. Until that point, I hadn't realised that I was bipolar. People just thought I was a really cool party girl. And I think partly because I was just... that's what happens in Australian culture. Mm-hmm. So a whole lot of things happened, which eventuated in me getting onto the disability support pension. When I talk about the fact that I don't have pride anymore, that's a luxury I just can't afford, I'm talking about the things like being embarrassed because you have to, you're going through the checkout and you put that through and you put that through, but you can't afford that or that. So
yeah, and you've miscalculated
and you've
on
miscalculated,
the way there.
Yeah. And I just don't, I'm not embarrassed about that anymore.
It's just a fact of life.
Mm. You just get used to it. I'm used to wearing secondhand shoes. Now, when I was a public servant, I used to wear $400 suits and Levante stockings and the whole deal, you know, and my, you know, underwear had to match and all that sort of stuff. And it's just not even a question now. So that's what I'm talking about when I say pride's a luxury I can't afford anymore.
Can we talk about then the day-to-day living, the reality of poverty? Because I think all of us go, oh, no, we're really poor because perhaps we can't get the things we want because we're struggling to, you know.
I do actually find that a bit annoying sometimes when somebody says to me, oh, you haven't got any money, and I sort of think, well, you've got 30 grand in the bank. What do you mean you haven't got any money?
Or you're in a position to go out and have dinner every week, even if you don't have 30 grand.
That's exactly right. You know, I've got a dollar in my bank account, you know. That's what having no money is like. It's difficult. It's exhausting because I think you have to make the decision that you're not going to stress about it. Otherwise, you just go under because I think I make a point of in my speech where I say my ends don't ever meet. They sort of like turn hopefully towards each other and move towards a vague middle point.
So explain for us, I guess, if we're talking about the reality, you get your welfare check on one day and what does that mean? What do the next 2 weeks unfold until the next check comes?
I have money for that day and possibly the next. If I'm really lucky, I'll have it for the next 2 days.
And what are you paying out of
that? I'm paying rent, electricity, gas, registration for my car, phone, all the normal bills. But it just doesn't cover it. And so you're always behind.
And so at the end of paying those bills, do you have left?
Nothing. I literally have nothing. Like I go from one fortnight to the next with not a cent in my pocket. And I am used to that now. Because I've been doing that for so long, I don't think about that. I consider myself lucky if I've got food in the fridge and I've got petrol in my car at the same time.
What do you do for things like food? Because obviously you're still with us and it's one of those necessities of life.
That's right. Well, I bought 2 chickens, so I get eggs.
As in live chickens?
Yes. Yeah, and they're awesome because they give me 2 eggs a day and sometimes that's all I've got left. But I think at least I'm getting protein. So I buy Coles Australian vegetables, $2 frozen. That's pretty awesome. And sausages. And you can make a pretty good meal from that. You get very used to you don't have much choice. Like you can't sort of look at your fridge and go, oh, I don't feel like anything like that. Yeah. You know, if you've only got a pear left, you eat that pear.
Yeah.
You know, So that's the sort of thing that I do.
And to get that food, are you not paying another bill?
Yes, that's right. There is no discretionary income whatsoever after I've paid off the things I need to pay off. I'm lucky in that I'm on like a payment plan for my gas and electricity.
Yes.
So they won't cut me off.
Yes. So you're always contributing something even if the bill never completely goes down, is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just the reality of my existence.
Can you explain for me that particular fortnight where your beloved dog got sick?
Mojo. Yes. Well, that was a pretty scary fortnight, actually. Mojo became very ill, and he's everything. He's half Ridgeback, half Kelpie. He's the greatest dog on earth. He keeps me going. I had a choice between taking him to the vet or paying my car registration, my phone was due, my internet was due, everything was pretty much due at the same time. Obviously, I took him to the vet. I, And that meant that I had...
Because he's a lifeline for you,
isn't
he?
Oh, he's everything. You know, he's my best friend. So you're not going to... Of course I'm going to choose him over things like that.
And because what would be your social interaction outside of your dog in your circumstances?
It's difficult unless you've got friends that live down the road. And I'm lucky I do have – I'm on good terms with my neighbours and I can go over there for a coffee. But that in that particular fortnight, I didn't have – I couldn't – I spoke to nobody because I didn't have a phone. I had no phone credit. I couldn't get on the internet to actually interact with anybody, and I couldn't drive anywhere. So I just holed up and spent those 13 days in bed counting down. And I walked him every day – and that was it. So, and I was just counting down the days until my next pay came through.
So even though there was perhaps internet at a library or something, you didn't have the petrol to get to there or the bus ticket to get there. So
exactly.
You know, everything that someone would counter an argument with that, there was nothing.
Yes, that's right.
What would be the message then, Amethyst, that you would like most for people to realise when it comes to the reality of being poor?
That it's circumstantial, that it's...
Because you didn't always think that, did you? You thought you were doing something wrong.
I honestly thought that it must be me. I can't make ends meet. It must be my fault. I'm not very good with money. Historically, I haven't been. But I honestly blamed myself. And it was only when I started to interact with the Anti-Poverty Network and started talking to other people, and I thought, hang on. I'm hearing stories from everywhere. A huge realization came upon me. It isn't me. It's me in a system, in an inequitable system.